your relationship can be saved.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, love, and romance, Robert Zink. Delighted to be here. It's exciting. It's exciting because we have well over 3 million listens. We've helped people in 60 different countries. I want to take a moment to invite you to our Facebook page, Law of Attraction Solutions on Facebook. Come join us there. So, relationships. Maybe you've gone through a breakup. Maybe you're going through a divorce. I believe that most relationships can not only be saved, they can be reinvented. The idea of saving the same old relationship where you guys fought all the time, where there wasn't passion or love, is kind of ridiculous, don't you think? I mean, why not have a new, better, loving, passionate, desirable relationship? Your relationship can be saved. So what are you feeding your relationship on an emotional level? When you use painful words or actions, what are you feeding the relationship on an emotional level? And an intellectual level, is it strictly an emotional relationship? Or do you share intellectual questions and answers as well about life and goals and direction and things of interest? What about an energetic level or a physical level? On a physical level, of course, there has to be intimacy, but on an energetic level, your vibration must be in alignment. Now, funny, when relationships come together and people fall in love and they get seriously intimate, usually there's a connection emotionally, physically, intellectually, and energetically. But almost always, the first thing to go in a relationship is the energetic connection. The alignment breaks up. You're vibrating at two different frequencies. Maybe, you know, you're going left, he's going right, or vice versa. The first thing in repairing and returning you to a loving relationship is the energetic vibrational connection. Now, you don't have to be together. You don't have to be talking to each other to do that. Really. We've had so many couples where, well, I just had one this morning. The gentleman says that his boyfriend finally confessed that he loves him. And he said, I doubted. I'm sorry I doubted you, Robert. I'm sorry. But the truth of the matter is, if there was love there before, if it was strong, if you've spent time together, if you've built a life together, you can come back together with more love, more passion, more intellectual connection, more emotional connection than ever before. I have one client, she says, you know, I'm just so excited we're back together. Thank you, Robert. I can't thank you enough. I get all kinds of letters from her all the time, just asking how I'm doing, which is very nice. She says, you know, there's only one problem. He doesn't share with me his feelings that much. He treats me well, you know, everything's going great, but he doesn't share with me his feelings. Well, I would say that there is a breach on the emotional level. And that's something that can be worked on and be repaired and made stronger than ever before. So all of these different levels are important. Now, next, I think this is so critical. I just can't emphasize this enough. Please, when you're talking about an automobile, you're looking for a quick fix. How long will this take to repair my car? How long will it be in the shop? When you're looking to get your computer repaired, how long will my computer be in the shop? How much will this cost me? But it doesn't work that way within human dynamics. It doesn't work that way with relationships. Stephen Covey, noted author on the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, says when it comes to relationships, slow is fast. Slow is fast. Slow is fast. I'll say it again. I know you want to get things back to the way they were. You want to feel secure in your skin. You want to know that he still or she still loves you. I understand that. You need to feel secure in your skin outside the relationship. You need to know that if you're doing the work and you're putting forth a powerful intention, that you can and will save your relationship. But slow is fast. Slow is fast, especially when there's been hurt or pain or adultery, cheating, things of that nature, lying, other people involved in the relationship. Then it's going to take time. Slow is fast. Slow is fast. So in the area of a relationship, we have like a pyramid, and it always begins with vibration. You can walk into a banquet hall and see a woman or a man across the room and feel a connection. You can look into each other's eyes just briefly and feel a connection. That's vibration. So first, we must have a powerful connective vibration in alignment.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Next, we must have attraction. You know, it's important to be a fitting container for whatever it is you are attracting in your life. Next, we must work to build up desire. This is one of the reasons, I'm going to pause for a moment. This is one of the reasons why in a relationship, oftentimes, relationship gurus will tell you, until the relationship is cemented again, until there is commitment, which is the next step, until there is an absolute flow that everything is moving in harmony in the relationship, that it's important to avoid sex, not kissing, not hugging, not holding hands, but sex. And the reason is that they believe, and I tend to agree with them, they believe that this is a wonderful opportunity to reawaken almost original desire, or sometimes desire that's actually stronger than it was in the beginning. But oftentimes people seem to believe that they can cement their relationship by hopping back into bed. It doesn't work that way. It does not work that way because you haven't taken care of the vibration, the attraction, and now you've popped the balloon, so there's no desire. Been there, done that, got that badge, so to speak. And the result is that there's a backup, a backing away on commitment. So slow is fast, but we have to start with vibration. It's so important.
Awaken the most powerful creative visualization techniques used by extraordinary achievers all over the world. One of the most powerful secrets to success and happiness is creative visualization. Many celebrities have endorsed creative visualization, such as Jim Carrey, Tiger Woods, Oprah, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Will Smith, and Bill Gates, not to mention greats like John F. Kennedy and Albert Einstein. Now you can release the astonishing power of creative visualization in your life. Achieve your goals, boost confidence, accelerate health, uncover opportunities, bust free from anxiety and stress. You deserve to have the money you want, the love you crave, and the health and energy you need. Get Robert and Rachel Zink's Creative Visualization Program today. This simple and easy-to-use program will have you attracting the life you desire. Download your copy now at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Put the incredible power of your mind to work for you with creative visualization.
Now, I am an avid believer in dream manipulation and creative visualization. But I think it's important that you visualize your partner, even if you're married, even if you're together. Visualize their positive attributes. Visualize their potential the way they can be, not necessarily the way they are. Yes, you can do that. And as you start to create that dynamic, in the infinite field of potential, they'll start to change. You know, we don't bring about change by beating somebody. Well, that might work, but we don't bring about change by beating somebody for the long run. Okay? Or yelling and screaming. We bring about change energetically, vibrationally. That's how we bring about change in another person. That's how we draw out their emotions. That's how we draw out their verbal aspect so that they're expressing themselves more. It's so important. Even if you've got a great marriage and you guys have been together for 50 years and you're like in the newspaper and stuff like that, you can still visualize your relationship at a higher level. There's no limit. You weren't called just to get together, move into the same box, and then forget about it. You were called together to create something that you could not, cannot create on your own. Something only a loving relationship can create. Well, next, I think this is so important. You've got to lay down your weapons. And usually when things get real bad in a relationship, everybody's got some kind of weapon, you know, an emotional weapon. They know the other person's hot buttons. But you've got to lay them down. I have a client who, she wants to hurt her ex-husband as much as she wants to love him. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I want to hurt this bastard, but at the same time, I want him back. And it doesn't work that way. Finally, after a long haul, she is laying down her weapons and he's starting to come back home. It's wonderful. It's a good thing. Stop trying to control the situation. I know. I want things perfect. I got to have things perfect. But stop trying to control it. Let the universe work with you. But he hasn't called me in 3 months now. So, he might call you in 3 months and 1 day. or 2 days. I believe he's going to call you or she's going to call you when the energy is right, when you're in alignment. That's when I believe you're going to get that phone call. You know, people say, well, we haven't heard from each other in 3 months, Robert. So, what's that got to do with it? We have relationships get back together all the time where people haven't talked to each other in 6 months, a year, 2 years. I'm not saying you want to go 2 years, but oftentimes it was 2 years before one partner or another began pulling the other one up and raising vibration and getting back in vibrational law of attraction alignment. And then it starts to happen, and the phone calls happen, or the emails, or, hey, how you doing? I haven't heard from you in a while. Did you have a nice Christmas? Or why don't we get together for a glass of wine sometime? That kind of thing, the bridge building. But you can't go right to the bridge building. You've got to get the vibration right. You've got to get the attraction down. And if you know the attraction's down, then you've got to work on the desire. If you know the desire is down, then you got to come back to the vibrational level. Next, stop. STOP. Believing all the evidence. Oh, but he's dating someone else. So?
Well, she don't love me no more. I mean, she told me she doesn't love me no more. She told me to get out of the house.
So? That's the evidence right now. That's what you can see. That's what you can feel, touch, and taste. But that is not even the tip of the iceberg. That's the pimple of the iceberg. There's a whole lot going on that you're not even aware of on an energetic level, on a vibrational level, on an emotional level. And our job is to clear up all the negative, all the pain, the hurt, the anxiety, and create an easy pathway for love to exist. You will save your relationship, but you won't just save it. You'll make it the best relationship you have ever had. I want to say this. During this phase, especially if you've been physically separated, I think it's important to lay off the sex. In other words, sometimes people will say, well, we hadn't talked for 3 weeks, and then he came over, or she came over, and we had sex. And then they left. I said, well, yeah, you took away the desire. You reminded them that it's always there waiting. When they start believe that it's not always there, it's not waiting, their desire will increase dramatically. Well, there's a number of other things we could talk about. Listen, if you're going through something with your relationship, I have good news and bad news. The good news is that your relationship can be saved, sometimes with someone better. I know you didn't want to hear that, did you? But it does happen. Anyway, I understand that. The bad news is that we only work with about 5 to 6 relationship couples or relationship situations at a time. And the reason is that I put a lot of my energy into bringing people back together. I'm excited when people come back together. I always tell people, if you're going to get married, we like crab cakes. Okay, make sure you have them at the wedding. But seriously, if you have a serious situation, send me an email and I will respond to you. Make sure you put your phone number, your Skype address. My Skype address is robertzenk770. And if you want to friend me on Skype because you live outside the country, you can do that. But make certain that you let me know why you want to friend. I get all kinds of crazy people wanting to friend me. I don't know who they are or where they came from. And it's ridiculous. I get weird phone calls too. It's amazing the kind of stuff I get. But anyway, let me know who you are. If you want to send me a letter to lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com, let me know what's going on, what you've gone through, and how important this is to you. and I will call you the moment that I get your letter and will give you 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching absolutely free. Okay? At least we can discuss the potentiality. Most of the time, if you loved each other once, you can love each other even more again. As Frank Sinatra used to say, it's always better the second time around. Have a great day now, because you absolutely deserve it.